Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Jacqueline, you're overreacting. They're just bruises. Kids get bruises. Kids don't get bruises in perfect handprint shapes, Maureen, and they don't flinch when someone reaches for them. How dare you accuse me of... I'm not accusing. I'm telling you what I saw, and you're never touching my daughters again. My daughter showed me the bruises on her baby sister's legs. My stepmom had been babysitting every Thursday. Hi, I'm Jacqueline. Today I'm going to tell you my story. But before I continue, please like, share, and subscribe to hear more stories like this. I never imagined my life would turn into something from a nightmare. I'm 34, work as a dental hygienist, and have two daughters, Sienna, who's 7, and little Briar, who just turned 3. Their father, my ex-husband Kent, left us when Briar was 6 months old. He decided being a family man wasn't his calling and moved to Oregon with some woman he met online. We haven't heard from him since. And honestly, good riddance. After the divorce, I was drowning. Single parenting while working full-time felt impossible. My father, Roderick, had remarried 5 years earlier to Maureen, a woman who seemed sweet enough at family gatherings. She was 52, retired from banking, and always volunteered to help with the girls. When she offered to babysit every Thursday, my longest workday, I thought it was a blessing. You need support, Jacqueline, Maureen said warmly. Family helps family. Besides, I love spending time with my granddaughters. Technically, she wasn't their biological grandmother, but the girls called her Grandma Mo, and she seemed to enjoy it. My father was thrilled that his wife and daughter got along well. Everything felt normal. Thursdays became routine. I'd drop Sienna at school, take Briar to Maureen's house around 8, work until 6, pick up Sienna from after-school care, then get Briar. For 8 months, this arrangement worked smoothly. Maureen always had dinner prepared for the girls. Briar seemed happy, and I felt grateful. But children show you things adults try to hide. It started small. About 3 months into the arrangement, Briar became clingy on Thursday mornings. She'd cry when I tried to leave Maureen's house, reaching for me desperately. "She's just tired," Maureen explained, taking Briar from my arms. "Go to work. She'll be fine in 10 minutes." I believed her. Briar was 3. Tantrums happened. Then Sienna started making odd comments. "Mom, why does Grandma Mo yell so much?" she asked one evening while I braided her hair. "What do you mean, sweetheart?" "When we're there after school on Thursdays, she yells at Briar a lot, says she's too loud." My stomach twisted slightly. "Does she yell at you?" "No, just Briar. And she puts her in timeout in the closet." "The closet?" the coat closet by the front door. She says Briar needs to learn to be quiet. I felt uneasy, but rationalized it. Maureen was old school. Maybe her discipline methods were stricter than mine, but surely she wouldn't harm them. Still, I decided to talk to my father. "Dad, has Maureen mentioned having trouble with Briar?" I asked during our weekly phone call. "Trouble? No, she says the girls are angels," Roderick replied. "Why?" "Sienna mentioned Maureen yells sometimes." He laughed. "Jacqueline, you know how kids exaggerate. Maureen adores those girls. She's probably just firm when needed. You could use some of that yourself. You're too soft on them." His dismissiveness stung, but I dropped it. I didn't want to seem ungrateful or paranoid. The weeks continued, and I tried to shake off my concerns. But Briar's behavior grew worse. She started wetting the bed again after being potty trained for over a year. She'd wake up screaming from nightmares, crying for me in the middle of the night. When I asked what she dreamed about, she'd just say, "the dark place," and refuse to elaborate. I mentioned this to my colleague Astrid during our lunch break one day. "Kids regress sometimes," she said thoughtfully. "But combined with everything else you've told me, that's concerning, Jacqueline. I don't want to cause family drama over nothing. It's not nothing if your daughter is terrified. Trust your gut." But I didn't. I convinced myself I was being an overprotective mother, seeing problems where none existed. Maureen had been nothing but helpful, and my father adored her. Surely I was wrong. 2 weeks later, everything shattered. It was a Tuesday evening. I was giving Briar a bath when Sienna came into the bathroom, her face pale and serious. "Mom, why does Briar have those marks on her legs?" "What marks?" Sienna pointed. I looked down at Briar's thighs and felt my blood turn to ice. Dark purple bruises covered both legs, not random childhood bruises from playing, but distinct marks, finger-shaped bruises, handprints. "Briar, baby, what happened to your legs?" I tried to keep my voice calm. She looked down, then at me, her little face crumpling. "Grandma Mo." "Grandma Mo did this?" Briar nodded, tears spilling. "I was loud. She said I needed to learn." My hands shook as I lifted her from the tub. I wrapped her in a towel and examined the bruises more carefully. They were unmistakable, adult finger marks where someone had grabbed her roughly, probably shaking her or holding her down. "Sienna, has Grandma Mo hurt Briar before?" Sienna's eyes filled with tears. "I didn't know she was hurting her, I just thought..." "Briar cries a lot there. And Grandma Mo gets really angry. She grabbed Briar really hard last Thursday and pushed her into the closet. Briar was crying and Grandma Mo told me if I said anything, she'd stop watching us and you'd lose your job." Rage flooded through me. Pure, white-hot rage. I pulled both girls close. "Listen to me. Neither of you did anything wrong. Grandma Mo should never, ever hurt you, and you will never go back there. Never." I took photos of the bruises immediately. Then I called my father. "Dad, we need to talk, now. Jacqueline, it's late. Either you come here or I'm coming there. Your wife hurt Briar." Silence. Then, "That's impossible. Maureen wouldn't..." "I have bruises that say otherwise. Be here in 20 minutes. He arrived with Maureen. The moment I opened the door and saw her face, that practiced expression of concern, I knew Sienna had told the truth. "Jacqueline, what's this about?" Maureen asked gently. I didn't waste time. I pulled up my phone and showed them the photos. "Explain these." Maureen's face went white, then red. "Those could be from anywhere. Children bruise easily. They're handprints, Maureen." "Jacqueline, you're overreacting. They're just bruises. Kids get bruises." "Kids don't get bruises in perfect handprint shapes, Maureen, and they don't flinch when someone reaches for them. How dare you accuse me of..." "I'm not accusing. I'm telling you what I saw. And you're never touching my daughters again." My father stepped forward. "Now, Jacqueline, let's not be hasty. Maybe there's been a misunderstanding." "A misunderstanding? Dad, look at these photos. Your wife grabbed my 3-year-old daughter hard enough to leave bruises. Sienna says she's been locking Briar in closets." "Sienna is 7, Maureen snapped, her mask slipping. "She's a child with an overactive imagination. So both my daughters are lying? I'm saying you're looking for problems where there aren't any. I've been helping you for months for free. And this is the thanks I get? Helping me? You've been abusing my child." Roderick held up his hands. Everyone calm down. Jacqueline, you're upset, understandably. But Maureen has been nothing but good to those girls. Maybe Briar fell, or maybe she bruises easily. Get out. What? Both of you, get out of my house. Maureen's expression turned cold. You're making a terrible mistake. You need me. Good luck finding childcare you can afford. I'd rather lose my job than let you near my children again. They left.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The door and called my best friend Dinah, who's a nurse. I need you to look at something. She came over within 30 minutes, examined the bruises, and her face darkened. Jacqueline, these are non-accidental injuries. You need to take Briar to the pediatrician tomorrow and file a report. A report? With Child Protective Services, these bruises are from abuse. The word hung in the air. Abuse. My stepmom had abused my daughter. The next morning,
at Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
I took Briar to Dr. Patel, our pediatrician. She documented everything, confirmed the bruises were consistent with grabbing and shaking, and filed a mandatory report with CPS. Within 2 days, a caseworker named Lysandra came to interview us. Lysandra was thorough and kind. She spoke with both girls separately, examined Briar, and reviewed the medical documentation. Miss Hargrave, I want you to know we're taking this seriously, Lysandra said. These injuries are concerning. We'll be opening an investigation into your stepmother. What does that mean? It means if she babysits other children, we'll be notifying those families. We'll also be recommending no unsupervised contact with minors. Relief washed through me, but it was short-lived. My father called that evening, furious. CPS showed up at our house today. Do you know what you've done? Maureen is devastated. Good. She should be devastated. She hurt Briar. You've humiliated her, humiliated us. The neighbors saw CPS at our door. Maybe she shouldn't have abused my daughter. You're tearing this family apart over bruises. Children get bruises. Not like these, Dad. The doctor confirmed it. CPS confirmed it. Everyone except you can see what she did. If you continue with this witch hunt, don't expect me to be part of your life. My heart cracked. Then I guess that's your choice? He hung up. I cried that night, not for Maureen, but for my father choosing her over his granddaughters. The investigation continued. CPS discovered Maureen had been babysitting for two other families in the neighborhood. When they were interviewed, one mother, Prisha, admitted she'd noticed her son had become afraid of Maureen, but hadn't known why. The child, a four-year-old named Dev, had started having tantrums before being dropped off at Maureen's house. But Prisha thought it was just a phase. I feel sick, Prisha told me when she called. My baby was scared and I didn't listen. Thank you for speaking up. The other family reported nothing concerning, but they immediately ended their arrangement and warned other parents in the neighborhood. Within a week, every parent at Sienna's school knew what had happened. Word spread in our small community. Maureen's reputation crumbled. The book club she'd been part of for 3 years asked her to leave. Someone had shared the CPS investigation details, probably one of the book club members whose daughter worked at the hospital. My father stopped attending his poker nights because the other men knew what had happened. They'd been friendly acquaintances for over a decade, but now they looked at him differently, wondering how he could defend someone who hurt children. But the real consequences came from an unexpected source. 6 weeks after the CPS report, Maureen and my father showed up at my workplace. I was with a patient when the receptionist, Yolanda, interrupted. "Jacqueline, your father's in the lobby. He says it's an emergency." I excused myself and found Roderick alone, looking 20 years older. "She's gone," he said quietly. "What?" "Maureen. She left me. Filed for divorce last week." I felt nothing. "Why are you telling me this?" "Because I need you to understand what you've done. She's taking half of everything. The house will have to be sold. My retirement account split. All because you couldn't just let things go." "Let things go? She abused Briar." "She made a mistake. She's human. But you had to involve CPS, had to destroy her reputation, and now she's leaving me because she can't stand living in this town anymore." "This is not my fault, Dad." "Isn't it? If you'd just talked to her, worked it out privately." "She hurt my child. There is no working it out privately. There are consequences." He stared at me with something like hatred. "You've destroyed two lives, Jacqueline. I hope you're happy." He left. I returned to my patient, hands trembling. Over the following months, I heard through mutual acquaintances what happened to Maureen and my father. The divorce proceeded quickly. Maureen moved to another state, completely cutting ties with everyone here. My father, bitter and isolated, sold the house at a loss during a market downturn and moved into a small apartment. He'd alienated most of his friends by defending Maureen so aggressively, and now that she was gone, they didn't rush to welcome him back. He'd neglected those relationships, choosing Maureen over everyone, and now he had no one. His weekly poker game found a new fifth player. His golf buddies stopped calling. He'd burned every bridge defending someone who abandoned him the moment things got difficult. His health declined too. The stress of the divorce, the financial strain, the loneliness, it all took a toll. He developed high blood pressure and had a minor stroke 8 months after Maureen left. He called me from the hospital. "Jacqueline, Dad. I'm in the hospital. I had a stroke. Can you come?" I wanted to say no. Part of me wanted him to feel the abandonment I'd felt when he chose Maureen over Briar. But he was still my father. "I'll be there tomorrow." When I arrived, he looked fragile and old. We sat in silence for a while before he finally spoke. "I'm sorry." Two words. After everything, just two words. "For what, specifically?" "For not believing you. For choosing her over you and the girls." I thought I couldn't lose another wife. After your mother died, I was so alone. When Maureen left, I realized I'd lost you trying to keep her." "You didn't just lose me, Dad. You lost Sienna and Briar too. They ask about you sometimes, and I don't know what to tell them." "Tell them their grandfather was a fool." I didn't disagree. The conversation opened.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Opened wounds I'd thought were sealed. He told me how Maureen had changed after the CPS investigation, becoming cold and distant. She'd blamed him for not protecting her better, for not making me drop the complaint. She'd expected him to cut me off completely, and when he couldn't quite do it, when he still called occasionally despite his anger, she saw it as betrayal. She wanted me to choose, he said. Her or you. I tried to choose her, and she left anyway. Because her pride mattered more than anything else, I replied. She couldn't stand that her actions had consequences, so she ran. We rebuilt our relationship slowly. He moved closer to me after his recovery, into a modest place he could afford on his reduced retirement income. The divorce had wiped out half his savings, and the medical bills from his stroke took another chunk. He had to go back to work part-time as a hardware store consultant just to make ends meet. The comfortable retirement he'd planned, traveling with Maureen, maybe buying a vacation home, dissolved into working at 70 and living paycheck to paycheck. He apologized to the girls, though Briar was too young to fully understand. Sienna, wise beyond her years, told him, "You should have protected us, Grandpa." He had no defense. As for Maureen, I heard she tried to get babysitting work in her new state but found it difficult. Apparently CPS records follow you. She'd posted on social media about false accusations and ungrateful family members, but it only made her look worse. Former friends from our town saw the posts and commented with the truth, and her new community quickly learned what she'd done. Last I heard, she was working part-time at a grocery store, her banking career and comfortable retirement a distant memory. She'd tried to join clubs and social groups, but found herself quietly excluded once people learned her background. She'd built a new life on lies, and eventually, those lies caught up with her. My father never spoke to her again after the divorce was finalized. He told me once, months later, that she'd tried to call him when she was struggling financially in her new state. "What did you say?" I asked. "I hung up. She made her choices. I'm living with mine. She can live with hers." Life moved forward. I found a new babysitter through a licensed agency with background checks and references. Briar slowly stopped flinching when adults reached for her. Sienna stopped having nightmares about closets. My father became a real grandfather, showing up to dance recitals and school plays, helping with homework, being present in ways he should have been all along. I never regretted my choice. Some people called me harsh for ruining Maureen's life. A few distant relatives even reached out, suggesting I was too extreme, that family should forgive family. But I didn't ruin anything. She did that herself the moment she put her hands on my daughter. The bruises faded from Briar's legs, but the lesson remained crystal clear. No one, family or not, gets a pass for hurting my children. Protection isn't optional. It's not negotiable. And sometimes the right choice costs you everything. If someone you trusted hurt your child, would you have handled it the same way? Or would you have tried to resolve it privately within the family first?
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic.
Keep your eyes on the road.
Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.